Hello and welcome to Somatic Healing Sessions. I'm Rachel Chase, and this is my podcast. Today, we're on number 14 of these healing sessions, these guided journeys. And today's theme is receiving unconditional love. Receiving unconditional love. So just think about that for a moment. What does it bring up for you to think about receiving? Receiving unconditional love. What does that bring up for you? The idea of unconditional love. What does that mean to you? So we're going to explore that a little bit here and take you on a healing journey. First, some thoughts about what we're doing today. So when you start to think about receiving anything, that may go be counterthetical to the mode that most of us normally are in of giving or doing. In our culture, in our civilization, in our mannerisms and the way that we behave and act in our lives and in the world, there's a high value placed on giving, which is beautiful to give, of course. As we give, we receive. Giving is important. We should be giving. Yes, of course. But not to the detriment of our receiving and not out of balance with receiving. A lot of the teachings that we've been given through all kinds of channels, religion and schooling and just socializing in general, is this high value placed on giving, that it's virtuous to give. You should give of yourself. You should want for nothing. You should be grateful for whatever you have and just keep giving and giving and doing and doing. And giving and doing is part of the picture of our experience, but what is undervalued is receiving and being. In fact, from where I sit, receiving and being needs to be exalted. We need to know how to receive and feel comfortable, in fact, good about being. So often we might feel really restless just being still or just being and doing nothing. We feel like we should be always doing something and putting energy out. From an energy perspective, from, you know, if we're talking about somatic healing, what is that? The felt sense of being in the body. And so, how do you want to feel in your body? You know, when our adrenals are taxed, when the fear and stress response is the main operating mode, then we're just depleting ourselves. And so this healing session is in service to that. You know, we can get burnt out, we can overdo, and this is certainly not an invitation to start judging yourself or being hard on yourself for this. This is a habit, a pattern. It's in us. We're all caught in this trap, myself included. So, and I'm a doer by nature. I'd love to do. I love to create and output and fire energy. But what I've had to learn is about the receptive energy, the feminine principle. So you think in terms of the Tao and the energy of nature, the underlying energy of nature's pace has this balance between the yin and the yang energies, the holding and the being, being as in being present, being in existence, and then the doing, the yang energy, which is all of that movement and the change and the rapid creativity and beautiful. Yang is beautiful, but yin is, there needs to be a balance. And so I think to balance that out, we need to relax a lot. And so, this session, let's go ahead and get into it now. We've been creating some safe space inside in the last session. If you're new to this podcast or this healing sessions series of mine, I invite you to go back and listen to sessions 1 through 13 and enjoy the journey. I do have one thing I want to share with you before we get into the actual healing session, and you can go ahead and lie back and get comfortable. Find a comfy spot and just begin to breathe and get comfortable. I will share that I do have some new online courses that are available for very good rates. you can go to rachelchase.com and look for the little icon to take you to my learning center. So it'll say, click here for the learning center. And I'm especially wanting you to know about the chakra journey, the healing journey through the chakras that I created. And it's audio meditations with some journaling prompts. And I think you'll really love it. So check it out, rachelchase.com. You'll see the little online learning center link there. So let's go into the healing session. Let's really get into this felt sense of being and tap into what is coming up around receiving and unconditional love and what that might mean. And let's really release some of the resistance that we have to receiving. So take those nice, slow, three slow, deep breaths in through the nose and then gently out the mouth all the way. And let that inhale come in all the way. Fill up completely with that inhale, nice and deep. And then slowly let it all out. Let some tension release when you exhale. Feel your neck kind of adjust a little gently. And on this next breath, bring it all the way in. And all the way out. Feel your body drop and release another layer of tension. Your jaw, shoulders, belly, back, hips, legs, feet, fingers, forehead. And a big sigh. Oh, sighing is so good for the soul and good for the body and good for the mind because it releases suppressed energy. It releases stored emotional energy that's just ready to come out and be released. Sighing, so good. Might feel a little weird at first, but once you start getting into sighing more often, I think you'll love it. And for those of you sighers out there, you know what I'm talking about. All right, so I'm going to invite you to bring your palms face up. Just relaxed, put your palms face up. In this receptive gesture. And take a moment with your breath to notice if this invokes, or I should say, if this evokes, brings up a feeling of vulnerability in your body there. It might bring up a little sense of feeling a little exposed or unsafe. With this openness in your body, with your palms up. But it might not. Just notice what does come up for you, if anything. Just feeling what does this feel like to sit with your palms face up? If this is this gesture of receptivity, of welcoming, a willingness and openness and an active receptivity, actively receiving. You're in concert with that which you are receiving. You're in an intentional position. Ask and ye shall receive, right? So maybe receiving for you growing up or any other time in your life has been unsafe. Maybe you've opened to receive, but what you've been given was hurtful in some way. And so that may have, possibly for many of us, it, you know, creates this fear, maybe, of trusting again. You know, like worry that it'll happen again, or maybe just the feeling of being hurt comes up because now it's sort of triggering that emotion that's inside. Right? So take a deep breath with whatever it is, please. Deep breath. Big breath in and then just let it out. You're breathing with the feeling. The breathing helps you move through the sensation, the emotion. They're simultaneous, the sensation and the emotion, they come together. And the breath helps you move through it, so you, to help mitigate slipping back into sort of the tendency to fight it or fight it or fight it, flight it, flee it, you know, the fight, flight, freeze response might kick in. And so sometimes with the emotions we don't want to feel, we, you know, we block them in some way, or we distract ourselves, or we get angry about the feeling, or we try to get rid of it, or think our way out of it, or whatever we do to avoid feeling the thing we don't want to feel. All of a sudden it's uncomfortable. It's like, oh God, I have to analyze this, or why is it here, or, you know, what's wrong with me, or all of these things. So receiving is helping with clearing your resistance, or clearing these, let's say, these patterns of judgments. Receiving is helping you clear, release those suppressed emotions, whatever they are, and be able to hold space for them. Allow them to be there. Acknowledge them. When we allow them to be there, then they can go through their natural progression and be released. So now let's move into receiving unconditional love. Now that we've addressed what might have been coming up in that vulnerable place of receiving, notice how vulnerability kind of cracks your heart open a little bit. Like being vulnerable is like being exposed, and then you're, there's your heart. It's wide open. And all of this love that's maybe been locked up somewhere inside, or maybe there's been this love trying to come in through your angels or the ancestors that love you, who may have passed, or your spirit guides, whatever, your angels, your guides, guardians, beings of love are with you. And maybe you can think of this as using your imagination even to tap into the archetypes of compassion that maybe in your mental sphere, like Buddha or Christ or Mother Mary or Mary Magdalene or Kuan Yin, that great goddess of compassion. She's who I like to work with when it comes to this feeling, receiving that deep compassion and love, and to be receiving this sense that there's this like goddess mothering, like beautiful, unconditionally loving, like maybe saying mother or father might be bring up feelings of like, oh, well, I don't get that unconditional love, you know, or they didn't know how to do that, or it might bring up that stuff. But if you think about, there's a higher vibration, a higher octave that we all possess, there's an opportunity and a potential for a higher octave. So I want you to go into that higher octave in your mind, your wise mind, compassion mind self, like you can just expand into that. Tap into that right now and invite the sense of a connection, maybe the presence of that goddess energy all around you, like water, like waves of just this flowing, beautiful light that's in the unseen, but you can see it with your inner eye, or you can sense it. You can feel that there's this beautiful, loving, universal cosmic love. And it's not only outside of you, but it's deep inside of you too. So take a deep breath. And what you're doing right now is actually receiving and giving to yourself all the parts of you that need to receive this right now. This compassion is able to look at suffering and not turn away. This presence, this divine energy, this powerful universal love, this unconditional love is just here inside of you. And maybe you don't feel it right now, or maybe you're trying to figure out how to find it in there. But what I invite you to do is just be willing, willing to allow it to show up for you in whatever way you need it. Think about the ways that you might really need it, some unconditional love. As if you or someone else looking at you and they could see you. And they're just neutral, non-judgment. But they see you through those eyes, that was like they see you as a soul. And just the unconditional acceptance of just everything you are. Even the mistakes you've made or the things you've done or said. There's no judgment at all. It's just pure unconditional love. This powerful presence. I want you to just give that to yourself right now. Breathe it in and feel these waves of energy flowing through your being all around you. And it's as if there's a voice that's just saying, "Let me love you." Just receive right now. As if that's just this voice of the angel or the goddess. And she's just, "Let me love you." And you do. And you do. And that is the allowing. And that is the receiving. And that is the beingness. Being here in the presence of this, the power of this, of pure love and compassion. Take a deep breath now, please. Nice big breath. Let out a nice, relaxing, releasing exhale. And take this energy into your space by opening your eyes gently and noticing the light, noticing the air in the space where you are. This energy is there too. It's all around you. And the more you just receive, just like what we just did, the more you receive, the more we do this, the more we become it. Well, the energy is flowing through you right now, and you are it. You are that energy. You are being love right now. And it's emanating through you and out into the space around you. And it affects and serves and assists in the process of this energy being cultivated and spread all over the place of activating that energy in our world, co-creating in a more loving existence just by doing this for yourself, just by receiving. We then become it, because that vibration of that unconditional love is so totally transformative. It'll shift everything when you practice receiving and giving it to yourself, just letting it generate like that in your being. Yeah. So getting to know that energy is so powerful and so beautiful and so deeply healing. I hope you have enjoyed this session. And remember to get some water and move really slow and stretch and just take your time as you reflect on what just happened in this session. So many times we kind of listen to a recording and then we just jump to the next thing. But I invite you to take a little time and just sit with this. Come back to it. Share it with friends if you think that they'll benefit from it. I appreciate that. And you can always find me at rachelchase.com. You're welcome to book a free intention session if you'd like to work with me. I have some spots available. And I wish you a blessed and beautiful day wherever you are in the world. Peace and blessings. This concludes Somatic Healing Sessions number 14, and I'll see you on the other side. Ciao for now.